Welcome to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast, a weekly conversation about mental health, personal development, and all the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information or to find a therapist in your area, visit our website at therapyforblackgirls.com. While I hope you love listening to and learning from the podcast, it is not meant to be a substitute for a relationship with a licensed mental health professional. Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for joining me for session 144 of the Therapy for Black Girls podcast. Have you ever heard someone talking about the need to take up more space? Well, that's what I want to chat about today. What makes this so difficult, and some tips for doing a better job at it in your life. Why is it so difficult to take up space? Somewhere along the line, we've gotten the messages that we were too much. I know in my family, when my cousins and I would get excited and start talking louder than usual, we'd often hear, "Little girls should be seen and not heard." A not-so-subtle reminder that we were taking up too much space. And it's things like that that give us the message that what we're doing and who we are is too much. And this message is often reinforced throughout our life. You're being too dramatic. Your clothes are so loud. Are you always so aggressive? All of these messages can start to seep in if we're not careful, and we become less of ourselves. So I want this to be a reminder that it's okay to lean into the fullness of who you are and take up more space. Here are 10 things you might want to try to get started. Number one, correct people when they've offended you. A lot of times we don't let people know that they've hurt us in some way because we don't want to hurt their feelings or we don't want to be seen as too difficult. But you deserve to have your feelings taken into consideration too. Number two, ask for not only what you need, but for what you want, your deepest desires. Sometimes we've been conditioned to believe that asking for what we desire is excessive. We should be grateful to just get the bare minimum. But who says that that's how things have to go? You deserve excess sometimes. You deserve just because you wanted to. There doesn't always need to be a deep-seated reason either. Just you wanting whatever it is totally enough. Number three, use your voice to speak about the things that are important to you. There is so much going on in our families, in our communities, and in the world. Lend your voice to the conversation. Your perspective is necessary. Number four, wear the clothes and hairstyles that make you feel your best, regardless of what others think. There are so many rules made up by who knows about what kinds of clothes and hairstyles are acceptable in certain spaces. But I challenge you to make your own rules and rock whatever makes you feel most confident. Number five, raise your hand in the classroom or in meetings. Sometimes we don't raise our hand to speak because we think our ideas or our questions are silly. Or we figure someone else is thinking what we're thinking and they'll say it. Well, why can't it be you? Challenge yourself to speak, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Number six, send back your food when it's not prepared as you ordered. I continue to be surprised at how common this is when I'm speaking at different places across the country. But in case you needed a reminder, if you order your steak medium well and it comes out well done, it's okay to let your server know. You don't have to suffer through a meal because you're worried that your server will be hurt about you sending the food back. Go ahead and get what you ordered. Number seven, apply for that job or opportunity even if you don't feel like you meet all of the qualifications. How many times do we talk ourselves out of things that could be really cool and great for us because we think we're not qualified? Go ahead and throw your hat in the ring for that dream opportunity. you never know what might not happen. But we do know what will happen if you don't even try. Number 8. Work on saying sorry less often. How often do you catch yourself saying sorry even when you haven't done anything wrong? Someone is too close in your personal space and you move and say sorry. Or you bought the wrong size in a sweater and you find yourself saying sorry to the clerk when you return it. Saying sorry when we've done something wrong is totally fine. But the mindless sorries that we offer to minimize any perceived impact on others are totally unnecessary. So work on limiting them. Number 9, laugh from your belly. Participate fully when something brings you joy. Those stories your friends tell that make you have to get up from your seat and run around the room, have as many of those moments as you possibly can. And number 10, bring other sisters into the room. You can take up more space by bringing others with you. Finding yourself in cool experiences is even cooler when you can create an opportunity for someone else to participate. Bringing others into the fold doesn't shrink the space, it causes the space to expand. So tell me, how do you take up space in your life? If there are other things that you practice that might be helpful to other sisters, please share them with us on social media using the hashtag TBGInSession. And don't forget to share this episode with two people in your circle so that they can join the conversation too. If you're searching for a therapist in your area, be sure to check out our therapist directory at therapyforblackgirls.com/directory. And if you want to continue digging into this topic and meet some other sisters in your area, come on over and join us in the Yellow Couch Collective, where we take a deeper dive into the topics from the podcast and just about everything else. You can join us at therapyforblackgirls.com/YCC. Thank y'all so much for joining me again this week. I look forward to continuing this conversation with you all real soon. Take good care.